In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber.
तुमसे ना हो पाएगा।
एक दुनिया, दो यार, उनको है फिल्मों से प्यार। और एक पिक्चर बन गई दीवार।
मेरे पास माल।
They feud, you decide. It's time for Film Feud Bollywood.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud Bollywood, the podcast where we debate your favorite Bollywood movies. I'm Vidur.
And myself, Vikram.
Oh, you self Vikram, huh? Nice to meet you, self Vikram.
Thanks.
How you doing?
I'm good. Pretty excited about this episode. I don't know why, but I just am.
I think I do know why. It's because the movie we're feuding today is Anurag Kashyap's Black Friday.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
You know we have sound effects for that, right? You don't need to create that with your mouth.
What?
Yeah.
How?
It's a high quality production, man. You think I'm running some show over here?
Yeah.
Oh. Fair. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Black Friday. Have you seen this movie?
I have seen this movie. I'm assuming in the past 10 years at some point.
Because it came out in the past 10 years?
Yeah. It's been a while. It's at least been like 4 years since I've seen it.
So you don't remember it?
No.
You're not going to say whether you liked
it? No. Or you might remember the movie or not. No, yeah. I remember the movie pretty well. It was interesting. It was pretty interesting.
I love trying to get you to delve an opinion here. Yeah. It's pointless, but I just love watching you squirm.
Yeah. It was an interesting movie. I feel like this was like Kashyap's maybe first or second movie, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, second, I believe.
I don't know. I remember this movie being pretty interesting, at least for its time.
Interesting. So you're going to give me interesting.
Yeah, you got to give me interesting too, man. What about you? Have you seen it?
I don't know.
Ah, smart.
I actually can't remember if I've seen it or not.
Smart, man.
I remember hearing about the hype. I remember watching certain things. I remember watching movies with the blasts in them, the 93 Bombay blast that this movie is about. But that's all I got.
I'm going to ask you this first before you get a chance to ask me this.
But I'm being honest. If you ask me, it was the same
I just have a feeling that if I would ask you first, your answer would have been slightly different.
It would have been the same. I guess we'll never know, buddy. What say we move on to the coin toss?
Let's do it, man. Can't wait.
So the coin toss is pretty simple. I'm going to be tossing the coin. Heads means I argue for the movie. Tails means I argue against. Let's go. And I got tails.
How do you feel about that, Vidur?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. Or maybe I have and I can't remember it. That's not a good sign, is it?
I don't know, man. I'm not taking any cues from you. I would love to now replace the word interesting with I loved it.
That's so stupid.
I remember the movie pretty well.
You are totally challenging the process of this podcast by lying up front.
No, I didn't. Interesting can be good or bad. In this case, it was very, very good. I remember this
movie. I'll tell you what can't be good or bad. Forgetful. This movie was not worth remembering.
I have a very strange feeling that you either haven't seen this movie in its entirety, and judging by your past, you've never been great in terms of watching good movies out there or missing out on them.
Let's not bring up any examples. Let's just move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I think that's best for both.
Why don't we? And let's move on to the sponsor for this week.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Vidur.
Oh, me?
Yeah, please do the honors.
Oh, I tell you the sponsor of this week?
Yeah, it's you, man. It's all you.
Cool. Yeah, so this episode, this week's Film Feud episode.
Film Feud Bollywood.
Film Feud Bollywood episode.
Right. We have different sponsors for both. I hope you know
course,
that.
Of course, yeah. Okay. It's sponsored by a very special sponsor.
Of course.
Yeah. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you to that special sponsor. Uh-huh. And the sponsor's actually special.
Oh, special?
Yeah, special.
Special, the word?
No, special, the company.
Special, the company?
You don't know special?
Special?
Yeah, they make amazing condiments.
Special.
Their number one selling item is their condiment.
Special condiments.
No, it's called special sauce. they've geared it towards the Indian market.
Uh-huh.
So,
it's an Indian company?
You've heard of special sauce. You've never heard people talk about like that guy has this like special sauce.
That's specials sauce.
That's
inside
it comes
that
from.
Guy.
It's special. It's not specials.
Is it Indian?
It's special. That's like saying Maggie's tomato ketchup. No, it's Maggie tomato ketchup. Uh-huh. And it's special sauce.
Firstly, in India, it's not tomato ketchup, it's tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce.
Right.
Yeah, so the same way, like Special could have gone with ketchup and relish. So instead, they just came out with one sauce. Product and they call it sauce, yeah.
So that's all they make sauce.
They make sauce, yeah.
Sizz, I'm assuming.
No, just sauce.
Just one product?
Yeah.
Great. What did we get?
Oh, we got a lot of special sauce.
Okay. Thanks for that. you're a great help. So we got a bunch of special sauce.
That's right.
That doesn't help much, does it though?
Oh, you mean we didn't get any money? Your common complaint?
Or anything that's relevant to the show, like if it was equipment or something like that. I mean,
let me just stop you there. Okay. I mean, this is the most obvious thing. I can't really have to explain it.
I'm sorry. Please do again.
I'm sure the listeners feel the same way.
Right.
From now on, anytime anybody talks about a show, they'll talk about the show by saying, oh, that show which has that special sauce, that is worth a lot. That's like a Mad Men level branding exercise.
So you think it's going to stick that well?
Oh, special sauce sticks, my friend. Really hard to get out. So, thank you, Special, for your sauce and your sponsorship. We appreciate it.
Thanks, I guess.
Don't say it reluctantly. Let's move on to the episode. What say? Should we go watch the movie?
Yeah, I cannot wait. Let's do it.
I bet this movie has no special sauce.
Wait and find out, man.
Okay, fair. I'll give it a shot. Let's go watch the movie.
Boom.
Is that a pun?
Yes.
For the blasts.
And my mind blasting. What a movie, dude.
I can't believe you'd make light of such a serious situation.
Such a good movie, dude. You know what I was scared about slightly was that, A, it's been a while since I've seen this movie and whatever, all of that. But I was like, you know, okay, Anurag Kashyap's...
Wait, what happened to B?
Huh?
You said A.
I lost. Just let me be, man. So I was like, okay.
That's B. Let me be. That's the B.
Yeah, that's B. So Anurag Kashyap's done all these, you know, gangs and like sacred games. And like, he's like, I was a little afraid that, you know, oh, this might be one of those movies where he's still learning and all of that. So he hasn't put everything together. But
that's exactly
hats
right.
Hats off, dude. Hats off. What are you talking about?
Okay. I have two-word summaries.
Two-word summaries.
For this movie.
Okay.
One, or A, as you like to call it.
Yes.
Student film. Following is to Nolan what this movie is to Kashyap, which in a way is a compliment if you think about it. That's the most I can get.
Second summary,
Black Friday, more like Hack Friday.
Oh god, dude, you should have just kept that one to yourself. He does so much in this movie. He shows so much.
Too much.
But it's necessary. He's trying to bring the best portrayal of events as they unfolded. And
yeah, let's just pause there.
Okay, pause.
The best portrayal of events. That's not the best movie, right? It's a docudrama and light on the drama. And I read up about like how he made it and all that stuff. It's based on the book, which was about the blasts. And he got his hands on the book like before it even came out and loved it and decided to do this. It was originally meant to be a TV series for Aaj Tak, which is probably why the script is so shoddy and all over the place and, you know, cut into chapters. Again, student film, you know, he actually spoke about how he wrote it all down along with his co-writers, in chronological order, how it happened. And then typical, oh, I want to be cool and different, like student film, like just messed it up, like changed around the sequence. Tell a straight story. Make it interesting. Stop recreating events and making a document. There's nothing new about that. That's what Crime Patrol does.
You're like, an awful person.
This is a Crime Patrol of movies.
You're an awful person.
This is a Crime Patrol of movies. Oh, I'm not even comparing it to good docudramas like Spotlight or Zero Dark Thirty.
Crime Patrol.
Crime Patrol did it better. Crime Patrol does it better.
This man took like six and a half crores and turned it into this masterpiece. And every part of this movie, the reason there are chapters, how he goes back and forth in timelines and like pulls all of these characters in terms of showing them and what their role was in the blast, taking like a police's point of view, taking the terrorist's point of view, everything, and then just bringing it together. And then ending it with Bande. Oh my god.
I love Anurag Kashyap. I think Gangs of Wazirpur is a masterpiece. One of my favorite movies of all time, English or Hindi. And I think he's done a lot of good work in and around and after and before Gangs of Wazirpur. This is just not one of it, dude. I mean, this is his calling card. This is him getting practice. He used to be a writer, right? He wrote with Ram Gopal Verma. So that rubbed off on him a little bit. I think a lot of Ram Gopal Verma films did it better. I haven't seen any of them recently, but I came out of those movies thinking...
I recently got a chance to watch Company. Just go watch it again.
Okay, that doesn't do anything. That's the point. Like, this doesn't hold up either. Maybe it was game-changing for early 2000s Bollywood. That's a possibility.
It's a game changing for Bollywood in general. I don't think any movie has the courage, or any filmmaker rather, has the courage, the balls to sort of show the stuff that he's shown in the manner he's shown in this movie and just do it. It's so pure in that sense that I don't think anyone would have been able to pull this off. That being said, I'm also a huge fan of Anurag Kashyap. Obviously, we both know that. We talk about him a lot and his movies a lot. Gangs really left its mark on both of us, right? I was beginning to think that he was not as great as I thought he was because of films like Bombay Velvet and stuff, which I didn't appreciate too much. And then I rewatched this movie and everything just got cemented again. It's just, he's so good, man.
I will grant you the courage thing. You know, it's a partial concession. Like, this is a brave film. I don't understand the inner workings of mafia in Bombay and the connection to Bollywood that it had. But I know it must have taken a lot of courage to make this movie. And I did watch this chat between Vikramaditya Motwane, who is now a prolific filmmaker, who mm-hmm. worked with Kashyap from a long time ago, mm-hmm. and Anurag Kashyap. Vikramaditya Motwane was just asking him, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you make these movies?
Right.
And he just said something along the lines of, I have nothing to lose. And here you can kind of see it. But again, it's his early days as a director, right? He honestly probably did not have anything to lose. He just made this movie somehow and made it as inventive as he could. It's fine, man. It's great. This worked as like great practice for him to eventually make Gangs of Wazipur. I'm glad that that happened. But this movie is not worth even talking about in the same breath. It is like so inferior. It's just that the subject matter happens to be pretty interesting. Okay, I'll grant that as well. Another concession. One that I did not expect to make. I love the subject matter of this movie because I didn't know much about the Bombay Blast, right? Like, being from Delhi, I only looked it up so many times. And again,
we were really young when they happened.
Yeah, definitely, you know, had no idea when they happened. And after that, it's mostly through its representation in popular media. This, because of its docudrama, crime patrol nature of it, is the best representation I've seen of it. But, you know, Akhil just read the book. This makes me effectively have read the book. Great. It's just a crazy time to think about in Bombay and India.
I completely agree with you there in terms of your concession about how it actually tried to portray all of these events. And then you can't take any movie's word for actual events. So you read up a little bit about them after them. And then they hold up in terms of the facts that they've tried to show here for the most part. And obviously, it's a fictional movie. So that there might be some elements which might be added just for effect. But they don't seem to be. That's one of the things that I really like about this movie. It's the grittiness of it, right? It makes you feel very close to what you think the reality of things would have been.
Yeah.
Which is very tough to portray as a filmmaker, firstly.
And you know what? Tu bhi yaad karega. I'll add to my concession.
Main keh raha hoon, aati rahengi.
I think, that's the same concession. Shut the fuck up. The addition is that, like you're saying, it's realistic. And more importantly, it doesn't sensationalize violence. It portrays it in a very real way. Ram Gopal Verma had done that. But it also doesn't glorify crime and violence. Like, Ram Gopal Verma tends to do that. Coppola style.
I don't like Ram Gopal Verma.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, that's the crop that apparently Anurag Kashyap was following, right? Like, those Ram Gopal Verma, Satya and all those movies, they were considered great for the time because of the way they depicted the mafia at the time. So this was a little different, you know. He also humanized the bombers, which was, I believe, fairly controversial at the time. But that is the nature of things, right? Like, if you look actually at anybody's story, that is what humanizing them means. So that's all part of the same concession, that he covered and approached a topic realistically, did research, interviews. Sometimes the footage in the movie is actually the real footage from the time.
I think I'll just stay quiet this show because you're doing my job for me.
I'm getting it out of the way because I don't need for all these concessions. Like, all of this would have made a great documentary. Netflix 6-part documentary. I bet Kashyap would have loved to make it in the way he made this. It would have been like, I don't know, the spotlight of its time or something like that.
Right. I mean,
the post.
Just to add to your point and just add a few more points on top. In terms of Aaj Tak, right, you said, I feel like, this is my personal opinion, I feel like he wrote it or he made it or he started making it and Aaj Tak just pussied out of it.
Yeah, I think
so. So the fact that like a channel like Aaj Tak's pussying out of it, but he's not, just, again, like, show of character to this guy, man. And in terms of how close to reality it's shown, it's, you're making it sound like it's not that big a deal. Wherein it's the biggest deal about this movie there is, right? It's obviously from the point of view of cops, but it's not, if you think about it. It's the point of view from everyone involved in this series of events. The good guys, the bad guys, the guys in the middle, all of it.
Yeah, but that makes it boring too. Pick the best point of view, maybe add one more and go with it. Tell a full story. This is a student film where not only does he mess with the timelines and the chapters, which messes with the pacing. Hey, well, if it was a TV show, that'd be great. That would actually be interesting.
Why would it change if he's shown multiple points of views, if it's a TV show or a movie? How would that change? Because it's the perception of the viewer. And the perception of the viewer is what he's watching, regardless of the medium.
Because it messes with the pacing. It messes with the like emotional arc. The reason movies have arcs is not just because they're forced to have arcs. It's because it affects your viewing experience, right? So, for instance, like the first chapter, the first act of this movie, yeah, I know because it's a historical event, you have to open with it happening. But you know this whole thing where they show why it happened right at the end, where Tiger Memon is actually planning the blasts right at the end. He's giving his motivation for doing the blast right at the end. That's not a good way to tell the story. Because you know what happens when you save like the first act stuff for the third act? The third act becomes boring. And that's what happened. There are major lulls in this movie. Firstly, the chapter by chapter thing. Like, the reason it works on a TV show is because that way each chapter would have its own arc. And instead, you're like watching a movie and then, oops, it goes down and maybe like a certain piece finishes and then, oops, it starts over again. Not a fun ride. And as for it being realistic, I mean, yes, it was realistic. They showed it fairly matter-of-factly. Movies have done it before. Movies have done it again after this also. But it was a little bit, you know what it felt like? It felt a little bit like, you know, all these post 9/11 movies that came out, you know, where it was a little bit like fear mongering or explaining. It just kind of capturing on the infamy and the emotions related to this event. And then he made it in the student filmy international award style and, you know, sold it to white people, which is his specialty. He makes movies that Indians can enjoy, but mostly like international white people audiences can.
Shut up now. Both of you. Okay?
Not at all. I gave you so many concessions. Can we talk about how...
I would like to talk about the chapter by chapter breakdown. That I completely disagree with you in terms of how you feel like it hampers the viewing experience of anyone who's watching this movie. I think breaking it down into parts was a genius move. It kept the storyline tight. Yeah, it kept the storyline tight without having the need to like, you know, confuse the viewer with flashbacks or ins and outs of different characters. It didn't necessarily have to dive into their origin stories, for example, when they were introduced. It only had to dive into the origin stories when it was relevant to the movie. So I don't think the third act was boring at all. I don't think the movie had any lulls, in fact. I think it was extremely riveting to watch.
What are you talking about? The movie, the whole part where they go into different lives of different bombers.
I thought that was one of the pros of the movies.
Oh yeah, that there's like 40 characters. I'm telling you, he got good at this in Gangs. There were 40 characters in Gangs and all of them were interesting because they were masala-ized a little bit, you know. Even like when Perpendicular would have his own segment, it would be interesting because it would be entertaining and interesting to watch. But there were big, big lulls in the middle of the movie. Achha Bhi Ye Banda Aa Gaya, who is a Khurana and he's like a very middle-class guy. So then when he gets caught, he has a weird time in jail and then he goes and like kills his wife and kids.
That's a lull.
It's like, yeah, but it's like, why? Because it's not built. It's not built, right? It just happens out of nowhere.
But the whole point that it happens out of nowhere and the way they showed it happening out of nowhere was the entire point of making it that way. I think that was...
Yeah, it didn't work. And in fact, the first part of the first chapter was the most exciting. And even I was bored during that, kind of, because I was like, why would they start here? I was kind of having my own problems with it. And then the middle stuff became more boring. And then it comes to a complete halt in like chapter 3, 4, 5, where they just do different initial, like even the Bacha Khan whole chapter about him just moving around between places.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting in parts as like a character study, how he's going crazy before he like turns himself in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just dragged and dragged, right? Like he's just going from one place to the other, one place to the other. It would be fine if that was the build up to the movie. If that was the first act, maybe the second act, maybe like the typical post-robbery scene, like when the robbers are on the run in those heist movies. There's a reason they're placed the way they are.
I don't know, man. I disagree with you, especially about that Bacha Khan sequence again. I think the way they showed it, his like 2 or 3 round trips from Ramgarh to Jaipur and back to Ramgarh and back to like, along with like the music. Like, firstly, I didn't even know Indian Ocean like did the score for this movie,
the
dude.
The music, man.
It was so good. That sequence, no, I think, wasn't. Was one of my favorite parts about the movie. That 10-minute sequence with Bacha Khan going there, getting on a phone, just screaming at someone randomly on the phone, "Main pagal ho raha hu, yahan pe paise khatam ho rahe," just going back to Ramgarh. And then eventually getting caught by the police. I love that part. I don't know what you're talking about.
Indian Ocean did the music for this movie. I didn't know that until about halfway through watching the movie. And explained so much because I was kind of weirded out. Like, it wasn't fitting. The score part. Now, that Bacha Khan sequence, I don't remember the music at all. But I remember it was a song. Like, it had lyrics and stuff. Because it's basically a montage of him moving around.
Right.
So, that was the part I didn't mind. But the score is so misplaced. I mean, the Indian Ocean vibe just doesn't go with the things that are happening in the movie, right? Like, there's an interrogation scene and there's like Indian Ocean playing in the back, like in terms of some strums of a bass or like whatever they do. I'm not a big music guy. And then there's like Bande, Khudage Bande, what is it?
Huh?
Sing the song, bro. Sing, just sing Bande.
It's a great song. I'm not going to...
Just sing Bande. Nusrat ke Bande. Shadi ke Bande.
Shadi ke Bande.
Bombay ke Bande.
I had no idea Indian Ocean was involved in this movie until Bande showed up at the end credits. And then I obviously read up about the movie and stuff like that. And
you know what Indian Ocean doing the music reminded me of? Do you remember when A.R. Rahman first got into scoring film music? Not Slumdog, which was his... soundtrack where he composed songs.
Mm-hmm.
He randomly decided to enter Hollywood film scoring by doing the score for this John Favreau, Vince Vaughn, multi-cast, whatever, like low-budget movie called Couples Retreat.
Okay.
So A.R. Rahman did the soundtrack for Couples Retreat. Okay.
Okay.
That's what inspired me. I was like Indian Ocean just randomly taking a punt and being like, "Hey, sure, we'll do it." And I heard Kashyap talking about why Indian Ocean is just like, "Oh yeah, I was a big fan of Kandisa." And in fact, we used to listen to Kandisa when we were writing this movie. So I knew like Indian Ocean. I was just like, yeah, bro. Ye ho gaya na student filmmaker. Achha, achha, ye bahut sahi hai, bro. Inko bolte hai, budget
okay,
hai,
wait.
Budget hai.
Stop. Okay, stop. You need to stop saying student film right now. Otherwise, there will be repercussions.
No, I can't.
I'm warning you. I'm warning you.
The biggest point, I haven't even brought up the color palette. What is going on? It doesn't get more experimental than that. So red is the interrogation. All the interrogation scenes are in monochromatic red, like absurd color palette.
Mm-hmm.
And then blue is like all the outside scenes or something like that. They're in blue. And all the real life stuff is in yellow. And then all the tiger stuff. I don't even know if it's consistent. Maybe it is, probably is typical. Like, oh, look how cool we will be, how different we will be. And I think, I haven't looked this up, but are you familiar with this famous film trilogy called the Three Colors Trilogy? Directed by this like Polish guy whose name I can't pronounce. It's like red, white, and blue.
Right.
I felt like it was probably an homage to that. You know, it's like one of the most famous trilogy ever. And then so much other early filmmaker, I'm not saying student film, I'm saying early filmmaker stuff. Oh, the bomb blast is in slow motion. You know, we'll cut with like real footage. It just comes really lame. Like, why would you do this monochromatic shit? It's so student filmy. It just takes me out
That's
of the movie.
It. That's it.
How can you deny it?
Trump card.
You have to
Trump
at least...
card.
No.
Fake news.
Trump card.
Fake news.
Oh, man. So I can't say student film.
Fake news.
Okay.
You are fake news.
Yeah, but at
you
least,
get it.
At least defend yourself.
Let me talk then, okay. Firstly. You've just been like, student film. A monochromatic color, oh my aak jal gayi. Lal didya, oh my phat gayi. Shut up.
Yes, inciting such hatred is the point.
It's
of this
unbelievable, man. Like, just because you're against this movie, you can't just say blasphemous things like that, dude.
Defend yourself.
Let me.
Okay.
Okay. Firstly, I don't know where to start because you just like gone from like here to there to here to there. You jumped from Bande to Colors.
Breathe, Vikram. Breathe.
This is so much about this movie that I just love, man. I love with this passion, dude.
Right,
I'm
down.
Shaking, dude.
Calm down.
I'm shaking.
Jesus.
I can't believe you, man.
Stop
right
being
now.
A fanboy, dude.
Can't believe you.
Okay, you've trump carded me, but at least like,
all of these,
defend yourself.
This movie does so much. We both know that this was like a 5-hour cut. I think because he started off making that TV show and he had to cut it down to however long this movie ends up being. But I mean, you see like movies doing this in Hollywood where they take these like real life events which really impacted the world, like Zero Dark 30 with like Osama's capture and stuff like that. But no movie that I've seen, Hollywood, Bollywood, regional, whatever, has showed events and backstories of at least most of the important people involved in such depth and in such a way that it stitches it together within a reasonable amount of time. And how he toes the line so brilliantly, you know, it's like he doesn't make it propaganda for any side, yet he sides with what is right at the end. And there's so much social commentary off the times in this movie. And I feel like it's just a beautiful body of work. I don't think anyone else would have been capable of showing it the way he showed it. Name one director at that point in time in between 2002 to 2010 who would have A, had the balls to take this on, and B, done it the way it was done. And don't say Ram Gopal Varma, I'll punch you in the face.
Prakash Jha.
Prakash Jha comes close,
yes.
I agree. He does come close, but I don't think he.
That's, I just nailed it.
No, you didn't. I don't think Prakash Jha could have done anything real life this well. He has these stories which are scripts.
Anybody who directs Crime Patrol right now could have pulled it off. This brings up a great segue into my Did It Betters. I've already mentioned a few. I don't even want to go to, you know, Hollywood movies because that's too easy. Munich, for instance, did it better. This little-known filmmaker known as Spielberg took a real-life event and fictionalized it a lot better. Zero Dark Thirty we've been through. Anurag Kashyap himself did it better in Gangs of Wazipur. One movie I have to bring up, Khuda Ke Liye did it better. My God, have you seen Khuda Ke Liye?
I have not, but I've heard a lot about it.
Khuda Ke Liye was this mind-blowing movie, dude. It was like some collaboration between India, Pakistan, I want to say a few other countries. It's pretty much like an international movie. I don't confess to have watched these movies recently, but Company, D, Satya, good gang movie.
Just to pull me up a little short.
Shootout at Lokhanwala.
Jesus. Okay.
Vaisa Bhi Hota Hai Part 2.
Calm down.
Gangster starring Imran Hashmi and Kangana Ranaut.
Dude, you're discrediting yourself right now. And
Salman
you know
Khan's Wanted was a better gang movie.
Oh my God.
Bhai starring Sunil Shetty.
Is that a movie?
Bhai did it better. Any gang movie did it better.
Okay, just stop. Okay, so I'm not even going to talk about the later half of that stupid ass point that you made. But like the former, right? Munich, I understand it's the only valid argument that you have here because it's actually based on real life stuff. Khuda Ke Liye, I know a little bit about it. It's not like it's based on real stories. It's based on real events and stories derived from it. So that's, you can't count that. Gangs of Wasipur, again, it's based on some instances that happened at that period of time and the rest is fictionalized.
You know, on a similar note, like the editing, firstly, it was a 5-hour cut and it shows, you know, the one part that it really shows is the scene with Nawazuddin Siddiqui, which we'll talk about in a moment. Good old Nawaz showing up in his early 2000s avatar, which is him getting beaten up by cops.
Yeah.
I think this...
I didn't even remember he was in this movie, honestly.
Yeah, this movie. And then this is what made him work with Anurag Kashyap in Gangs. Like, I think Anurag Kashyap was like, main tere saath picture banaunga, you know, and it happened 6 years later. And then the other one was Sarfarosh. He shows up and he's just getting beaten by cops and he's like, sir. He's again, like, he's like the naked. Yeah, and getting
he's
beaten
so good,
up.
Man. He's so good.
It's good. But like the editing in the movie, because it came down from a 5-hour to a 2.5-hour cut, you lose half of it. So like, Nawazuddin just gets caught out of nowhere. You know, little things like that really pissed me off in the edit. And then one part of the edit is like that quick chop, one scene to the other and a lot of voiceover used to get it from one scene to the other. It reminded me a lot of Gangs, especially the first half of Gangs, or Gangs 1 as it's called.
Right.
Where Piyush Mishra, as like whatever his name is, the consigliere, is doing all the commentary. I found it really grating. It didn't do justice to any one scene. You just keep moving on to the next scene. You can't actually sit in it and stew in a scene. And the few times that he did stew in a scene, that's when the movie became good. Like, for instance, it just cuts, and then it gets to Nawazuddin's scene. And then they sit in it, they stay in it, there's tension building. And when he does tension building, he's really good at it. There's this one scene where Nawazuddin is offered some chai. Like, out of nowhere, KK Menon just goes like, chai pega. And Nawazuddin is like, lelunga sir, lelunga. And then they just, like 10 cops just sit and watch him drink chai.
Right.
Aur uski fatay ja rahi hai ki,
and don't you think the red light adds a lot to that scene?
I mean, the red light is, I can't say the word, it's too amateur.
If you say it, I swear to God, I'm going to sue you if you say it. I'm going to take you to the States and I'm going to sue the shit out of you.
Why don't we just take a breather for a moment? Because I mind a lot of good YouTube comments here.
Oh, nice.
And why don't we just go into our next segment, Abadi Barbadi.
Let's do it.
Abadi.
So, firstly, let me just preface this by saying, given the content of this movie, some of the comments were the most hateful Hindu-Muslim shit, BJP, Congress, Shiv Sena shit ever. I don't relate to it. I don't get it. It wasn't exactly entertaining. It was a little scary. But if you move past that, there are some...
Gems. Okay, let's do it. Let's hear them out.
One is, I'm not sure whether this guy or girl was referring to the comments or the content of the movie, but he said, that's why aliens don't talk to us.
Probably has to that be the comments.
That is some incisive social commentary right there. Yeah. That is deep stuff.
There's a reason aliens stay away. It's YouTube comments.
The second one that I like was, a little ivory tower of me, but I'll make fun of it nonetheless. This guy says, I can't understand this at all, except the way he wrote at all was A space T-O-L. I can't understand this at all.
Hey man, at least he got his point across.
That's true. He did.
He can't understand it at all.
Then I don't even know why I'm including this, but one of my favorite comments was, "Fir bhi dil hai Hindustani movie upload karo please." Such demands, dude.
Yeah.
And then last but not the least, my favorite comment, which again, I'm not political at all, just the brevity, the conciseness, the placement, the timing, everything just came together for this comment.
Uh-huh.
Not my personal opinion. I just
We get it. What is it?
I can't stress this and build this enough.
Okay.
It's not my personal opinion. There might be a bleep that's required for this comment.
Okay.
It's just how this person felt.
Right.
At the time, you know?
Feelings.
The movie just brought this out. And that's the point of movie. It's meant to be evocative.
Yeah.
Free speech, you know? That's what YouTube is for.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a separate discussion.
I think we're done. Just like tell us what the comment is.
Okay, here we go. The comment was, Pakistan ka maa ka f***.
Ouch. Wow. I mean, this is, we're tiptoeing a very thin line here. People might be personally affected by the tragedy. So, Vidur, please be more.
Oh, why don't you be brave like your favorite filmmaker? It's essentially a period movie because he made a movie about 93, very specifically 93, in 2003. Particularly, he said that there were all these satellite hoardings. And, you know, satellite TV was really big in India.
Right.
And also those, like, brick mobile phones were really big. So they had to figure out how to shoot Bombay. And most of the time, they were shooting without permission in real locations. So what they came up with, and a big reason this movie looks like it's all shot, like, from a crane looking down on the street where the action is they just shot from the first floor so they wouldn't get any of the hoardings and stuff in the background. And then he had, like, 5-6 assistant directors amongst the crowd just knocking people out of the frame if they were holding one of those big brick phones or just covering them or something like that.
Amazing, dude.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, he's famous for, like, stretching his dollar, right? And it all started here. I get it.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, and there's some good humor in the movie once in a while. I like the scene where the guy meets Daoud and I also like the scene...
Chai bani chahiye.
Yeah, when he says, nahi Chinese. Daoud is like, kaise hai? He's like, nahi sir, Chinese. And then the one scene where the guy is running away from the cops, he hears the cops are outside. He's in like typical, you know, lower.
He's taking a dump.
Toilet.
Yeah.
And then he tries to escape through the window, and there's a cop just looking at him. He's like, "Kya darwaze de aana?" Just slaps him through the window.
Oh my god, dude!
And even the Nawazuddin Siddiqui scene with Chai is actually kind of funny before the tension builds.
Just because you said that, I'm gonna use this and jump into our next segment, which is drinking game.
Let's do it.
Drinking games.
So I have two drinking games based on this movie.
Okay.
And because you said chai, I just remembered one. And that's like, you know, when you get like confident drunk, like, you know, like you have enough drinks and you become just super confident, like
socially lubricated.
Yeah. When you think you can do like 40 push-ups, but you fall flat after 10, like that kind of drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's like have a drink every time someone's having chai in this movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that happen often?
Not that often that you get blitzed, but often enough that you get confident.
Oh, that's like the cops have chai a lot.
It's like 4 or 5 times maybe, like when chai is mentioned or like people having chai or something like that.
Okay.
So that's one. The other one, obviously, to get absolutely pasted. Like pasted so that you're drunk enough that you actually might wake up embroiled in a gang which is actually planting bombs across the city.
Oh, so you mean to get blasted.
Like full on blasted, right? So that's... It's simple. It's like a shot every time someone says bhai.
Bhai.
You're dead, man.
You're dead.
You're dead.
I think even if you did it on Tiger, you'd be dead.
I think that works.
Hey, Tiger bhai, Jaipur pahunch gaya. Hey, Tiger bhai, batao na, Rampur pahunch gaya.
Tiger bhai ne bola. You're dead, man. You're dead. On the floor.
I think another one would be to get to the point where you send an email twice.
Right.
It'd be every time somebody makes a sound, one when they're getting beaten up, okay, which happens to like 2-3 people.
Wait, I missed that. What sound is that?
And two would be the Great Indian Chase.
Uh-huh.
So basically the chase goes on for like 5 minutes, okay, through the streets of Bombay, right?
Dharavi. Yeah.
And... apparently, that inspired Danny Boyle to do it better in Slumdog Millionaire.
I don't even remember that chase.
The opening of Slumdog Millionaire?
I don't like Slumdog that much.
It's awesome. It's like if a professional made this movie.
Right?
I skirted the boundaries.
Trump still sues you, bro. All right, just watch it.
All right. But so in The Chase, you know, I remember watching The Chase at least. Maybe because of Slumdog, I remember looking up The Chase and watching it. And I guess the sheer stamina of The Chase, no pun intended, is actually the impressive part. And the fact that you go through all these places, and also it's very natural that he gets tired, they give up, they look at each other, but they're too tired to chase each other, and then he keeps
dodging. And the other team's like just taking a breather, and suddenly they see
him.
Suddenly
they appear, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I actually liked it the first time I watched it, and it was pretty interesting. But I realized the sound mixing is just off. And that's what I'm talking about. He's just running. He's like, ugh, 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 ugh. And then the calls will catch him. He's like, ugh. And then he'll run again. Ugh. Then the music will start and he'll start running again.
This is a Looney Tunes cartoon, right?
So, exactly. Idiot. So if you drink every time you hear that noise, you'll be making some errors, you know?
Okay. That's good. I mean, I like movies that inspire drinking games. I think this movie is one of them, good or bad. It's great.
Anyway, man, in conclusion, Hack Friday.
I have something to say to you.
Still?
Are tham ja re bande.
Oh, gross.
Ki kudrat has padegi.
Are you ending the song the way the movie ended?
Are ruk ja re bande.
You know, this is not where the podcast ends, right? Like,
are tham ja re bande.
Can you give me a moment?
Ki kudrat has padegi.
Okay, I get it. So guys, that was this week's episode of Film Feud Bollywood. Thank you for listening.
We hope you had a good time, and now we feuded, and you get to decide who this week's winner was.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Whatever, dude.
I think all the fanboys will vote for
you. Are ruk ja re bande.
You know, you can't use two power cards in one.
Are tham ja re bande.
The feud is done, Vikram.
Ho.
You're a ho. The point is, we feuded, and you, the listeners, get to decide who won the feud. So don't forget to vote on Twitter and Facebook, and let us know who you think won. And also, don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
Google Podcasts,
Pocket Casts,
Castbox.
Pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us.
Or you can just go to our website, munchermedia.com.
Until next week, guys.
Bye-bye.